University of Maryland student Ben Simon and his friends couldn't stand to see good food thrown out on their campus.
We basically noticed that some of the extra food from our dining halls was going to waste at the end of the day. And we met with our dining services and asked them whether it would be okay if we, instead of throwing that food away, donated it. And they were on board.
So 18 months ago, the students began what they call the Food Recovery Network. Each night, volunteers would show up at a campus dining hall to pick up leftovers and deliver them to area shelters and food banks.
When we started, we collected, I would say, a little bit more than we currently do now, so maybe between 100 pounds and 200 pounds of food per night.
So far, they've donated more than 23,000 kilos of food that would otherwise have been thrown out. The amount of wasted food was also reduced when school officials removed trays from the dining hall. Rob Fahey is the chef.
We do not use trays because it's proven that the students fill up a tray, and this way they only pick up their plates and they can only grab so much food, and then they can go back in line to get more food if they want. That prevents wastage for that.
Nationwide, $165 billion worth of food is wasted each year, according to the National Resources Defense Council. Spokesman Bob Keefe says that's about 40% of the country's entire food production.
If we could reduce our waste in this country by 15%, we could feed 25 million hungry Americans. That's a huge benefit, and that's what programs like the Food Recovery Network are doing.
Christian Life Center is one of the beneficiaries of the students' efforts. Ben Sly is the senior pastor.
It's just been amazing to see these students take their own time, their own vehicles, their own gas money, and be able to take an effort like this. Each week we're able, with this food, to probably feed over 100 people.
The University of Maryland's Food Recovery Network now has 200 volunteers, and the program has expanded to 18 schools across the country.
We want to grow our 18 chapters to 1,000 chapters within 5 years. And once we get to this food recovery nation of being at every college campus in America, we want to expand out to restaurants, to farms.
The volunteers are committed to making that happen. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.